Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
I have never been a quitter.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I intend to resign as Prime Minister.
I can't even say how old I am. It's hard for me to get out of my mouth.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president.
So I decided to drop out and trust that it would all work out okay.
Sergeant Bo Burdell, hero or deserter?
Will you ever quit?
No! We lost them all!
It's Quitter's Day!
Happy Quitter's Day, Amy.
Happy Quitter's Day to you.
Happy Quitter's Day, Matt Pajeski.
I quit.
Go ahead. Try it. See what happens.
Don't say that, Ron. How hard it was to get
this guy. I don't know how to push any of those
buttons. I don't know what to do.
I don't either.
The only thing I know is that there's a green button underneath this desk, and all Matt told me is if anything goes wrong...
Just hit it.
Hit the green button. I still to this day don't know what the green button does.
It says next.
Okay,
it just advances the next commercial.
That's all we do?
But we do want to hear from you to celebrate Quitter's Day. What have you quit? What have you tried to quit? It's something like, have you tried to quit a gym? Quitting Gold's Gym is impossible. It's impossible.
Now, I'm thinking of this right now. Did that bill go through?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, it did. So the Biden proposal, wasn't it a Joe Biden proposal?
Yes, that has to be as easy to quit something
as it is to sign up.
Yeah.
That's true. There are a lot of services that you have. I remember one that they made you write a physical letter.
Yep.
And this was a while ago, like probably 15 years, maybe, or 12?
Was it a gym? Because gyms do that. It's a physical letter, or you go in person.
Yeah, that's such a wild thing to do. And a lot of newspapers do it. Not that you have to write them a letter, but you can't just go to the website where you've signed up.
Mm-mm.
You can't just go right back to it and then cancel your subscription if you wanted to. And I like to pay for newspapers because we need them, and I think they should be funded, and we would be in a very dark place if we did not have newspapers around the country. But sometimes it's too expensive. You can't just be signing up for every single newspaper in the country. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, and what I hate too is when you sign up for a newsletter from let's say it is like a lifestyle. It could be like a gym or a spa. It could even be a clothing company.
Oh, yeah.
And you sign up because they sign you up for their newsletter. But to unsubscribe, guess what they send you? Well, they've divided it into 10 categories where it's like, oh, do you want our women's clothing newsletter? Do you want our men's clothing newsletter? And you have to unsubscribe from each individual newsletter because they've divided their entire company into categories versus signing up, which was one click.
Yeah. And they do it on those newsletters. Google, if you have Gmail, they will give you the option to subscribe or to unsubscribe from the email. I've done a lot of quitting of newsletters directly from the email without clicking on the site because Google's supposed to do it for you. I'm still getting them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I'm trying. I am trying to quit these newsletters, but I keep getting the newsletters.
I won't quit you, Jedediah. That's from A Night at the Museum.
Okay, because that was not from Brokeback Mountain. I don't think either of those cowboys was named Jedediah.
Octavius and Jedediah are in A Night at the Museum. I won't quit you.
Are you going to quit anything this January? On this Quitter's Day?
Oh, my gosh. My goal is to just quit stuff in 2025. I'm going to quit as much as possible. I do need to quit some subscriptions so that I can resubscribe. I messed up the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post. You do the $1 a week.
Yeah.
And then you forget. Now it's $60
a
month.
I always set myself a reminder to quit.
I set myself a reminder and forgot. So I have to do that because I've been paying a lot of money for those two publications. Yeah, I would like to quit all sorts of stuff. I'm not doing a dry January. I don't drink enough to need a dry January.
I refuse to do a dry January.
That tequila is not going to drink itself.
Yeah, come on, man.
And I got some good tequila.
Yeah, we know somebody who might have to quit drinking. because he's developing a problem.
Well, that's the story of my life. Yeah. No respect.
He doesn't. Okay. There's no. He's fine, folks. Don't worry.
We don't know that he's fine.
He is not an alcoholic.
No, he's not an alcoholic that we know about.
Listen, HIPAA.
I didn't name the person. You're the one that's trying to make it a thing. This texter from a 636 says, I quit drinking this year, so nothing but beer for me.
That's so good.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. I'm going to. Yeah, no, that's great.
Also, same texter says, live out in St. Peter's. We've got no mail since last Saturday.
What? Are you serious?
Are
they serious? Wow. I guess the post office quit.
Another text message from a 314. Yeah. I quit dating sisters.
That's right. Great.
Hey, that's a shot at me.
I have a quitter from the world of hockey. He was a big time quitter.
Oh,
is this Bombay?
Yes.
I haven't seen the movie.
Dude.
Charlie, I will always...
Coach, please. Don't go.
Charlie, I know it's hard. I understand what you're going through.
No, you don't understand.
All I did was quit. So, Gordon Bombay, Emilio Estevez, in the first Mighty Ducks... He quit hockey because he hit the post on a penalty shot when he was 10 against the Hawks,
uh-huh.
And his dad was disappointed in him, so he quit hockey. Then he starts coaching the Mighty Ducks. They were like District 8, I think, District 6, something like that. They were just a district. He quit coaching them. Then he coached them to, you know, celebrity. Then they're in that scene, that's like Mighty Ducks 3, I think. He quits him again to go to a different job. All Gordon Bombay does is quit.
I don't remember any of Mighty Ducks except for the guy with the big slap shot.
Yeah.
And then the quack quack thing.
Yeah. Quack.
Also, the I do remember this. The goalie,
mm-hmm.
Goldberg. He ended up in real life with a big time drug problem.
Yeah.
I think he might be dead too. I'll look that up for you. Now, back in August, Amy, was the 50th anniversary of one of the all-time quits.
Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
Richard Nixon. Announced his resignation
Tricky
after the...
Dick. Is that what they called him?
Yeah. After the Watergate scandal. And it's funny talking about that now because I don't know if that exact same scandal happened with a president now. I think there is a 0.0% chance they quit and definitely are not delivering a speech like that.
No.
No chance.
No. Here's another list of quitters, or my contribution to quitters. And this was for a good reason, but Rick Moranis, he just quit Hollywood, I think to take care of his wife.
Oh, that's a little. I think that's okay.
It's good quitting. No, that's what we said. It's good quitting. He left his celebrity career in Hollywood, and just walked away. Who else did that? Daniel Stern. He is Marv in Home Alone.
Yes,
and he grows tangerines.
He
now.
Was Wonder Years. The
Daniel
adult
Sternwood?
He was the adult voice of the main character, Fred Savage. I can't remember his name. So, yeah.
No, he did. He stepped away, from Home Alone, and now he grows fruit or something.
Also, Daniel Day-Lewis, who is one of my all-time favorites, he quit acting to become a cobbler.
He was like shoes?
He was fixing shoes, yes.
In America?
I thought it was Italy.
I think it was Italy.
But he came back, right?
Yeah, he came back for a little bit, and then he quit again.
Really?
And I know before Gangs of New York, Leo DiCaprio had to go to him because Martin Scorsese wanted him in the movie. And so DiCaprio had to go to his house, and they walked to a park, and they talked so that Leo could get him on board.
Did he know how to cobble before he quit to become a cobbler?
I have no idea.
I mean, I could say I'm going to become a cobbler. I don't know how to fix shoes.
This texter here says, from a 314,
yeah.
I quit the Cardinals. I am now a Dodgers fan.
Oh, get serious.
Why would you know you did
not? That's so dumb. You don't feel that way.
You did not do. You can't, look, if you're going to quit the Cardinals, you have to pick a team that really sucks because you can't bandwagon like I'm doing today.
Yeah.
With the Notre Dame hat.
No, you can't do. You can't do that.
You're not allowed to. You have to pick a team that is struggling, that maybe has some light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe they'll win. Maybe they won't.
Yeah.
It can't be one of these juggernauts. You can't do that.
Yeah. No, no, you can't. You can't do that. Here is an infamous quitter. In fact, the podcast Serial, I believe, did season 3 on him.
Pentagon sources tell NBC that Bergdahl vanished under mysterious circumstances.
There have been rumors he left his base unarmed after turning against the war.
Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, hero or deserter?
That these soldiers are engaged in a political smear campaign by raising questions.
Parents of some fallen soldiers say their sons would be alive if Bergdahl had not gone missing from his post.
In the old days, deserters were shot.
Yeah, Bo Bergdahl, one of the worst quitters, not only because members of the military died trying to find him, he put the other ones through hell. In fact, on that podcast, Serial, they interviewed several of the members of that military in Afghanistan who spent horrific months looking for him and the awful conditions they were in, the dirt, the grime, just sitting in your own filth, just horrible things, and said, if we had found him, like, we probably would have killed him. Probably would have killed him because of his own volition. He walked off the base. And this is another reason. Not only are you a bad quitter if people die because of it, but you get immediately caught by the Taliban. That's also not great.
You know, I listened to that entire podcast.
You know why?
I was bored stiff.
It was boring because...
So boring.
Even the host, it was put out by NPR, but even the host said... Like, couldn't they were incredulous that he literally quit because he thought his commanding officer disrespected him, like wasn't nice enough to him. And the host was like, surely there's got to be more to this story than your little whiny, you know what, like felt disrespected. Yeah. Horrible quitter.
And maybe our most famous quitting of the year.
There's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices. Yes, younger voices. And that time and place is now.
I'd argue that time and place was even before that.
That is current President Joe Biden, who will be the president for another 10 days.
Did you? This is so mean, but sometimes the Babylon Bee hits it out of the park. And their little Babylon Bee thing yesterday was, oh no, mourners at Jimmy Carter's funeral accidentally place flowers on Biden. Oh,
that's funny.
I can't even say how old I am. It's hard for me to get out of my mouth.
He's awful. He's so old.
I think The Onion had one about former President Trump feeling left out, staged his own funeral.
That's pretty. Yeah. Those Onion and Babylon Bee are good. But yeah, Joe Biden, that time was, he didn't quit soon enough.
No, he probably should have quit earlier just because of the polling. And I know that they had, he's been saying in the last couple of days that, and then even longer, apparently, close to people, people close to him, that he thinks he could have won the election. His numbers were so bad, he wasn't going to win.
Nope.
Going to another candidate was their best opportunity, but I don't know if he left her enough runway. So this is where we are now. Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji, if you would like to leave us a message about your quitting, how you did it, what you quit, whatever it is, it could be a job, it could be a person. It could be booze, except for beer. Whatever it is, let us know. Let us know why you've done it on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Leave us a message, record it, and send it. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Never graduated from college, and this is the closest I've ever gotten to a college graduation. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life and no idea how college was going to help me figure it out. So I decided to drop out and trust that it would all work out okay.
Well, it did. It did. That was Steve Jobs speaking at a commencement ceremony. And yeah, a lot of these Ivy League schools, especially like Harvard and MIT, a lot of quitters. And then they go on to do pretty darn well for themselves.
Every time I see Steve Jobs, I think about Tim Cook, who took over at Apple for him. And the guys on the old show that I used to do here in St. Louis, I think they interviewed him probably a couple of years before I started with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they're on the phone with him and his cell phone kept cutting out. And they thought, how this is just so perfect.
Yeah.
The guy who owns Apple has a crappy phone. It just kept cutting
out on
them.
That's because they know. They know how awful these phones are. No. Yeah. You do hear a lot about, Mark Zuckerberg didn't graduate, correct?
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg, in fact, he dropped out of Harvard.
I am honored to be here with you today because, let's face it, you accomplished something I never could. If I get through this speech today, it'll be the first time I actually finished something here at Harvard.
What a nerd. How about him and his $900,000 watch that he had on the other day and his black t-shirt and chain and curly hair?
He was going for a different vibe. You know,
Always kind of been a t-shirt guy, though.
No, he has. But I think he actually looks a little bit better with more hair. I think the super close cut, just because he is so featureless. He's just so almost like translucent white and just featureless and no soul. So I'm really glad that he grew his hair out. Lets you know somebody's there.
Every time I see him speak, yeah, I think about how good of a job Jesse Eisenberg did in portraying him in The Social Network.
Now, this is a controversial quitter. Edward VIII of England.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the throne of England. He was the king of England, and he decided he wanted to marry an American divorcee, Wallace Simpson, W-A-L-L-I-S, Wallace Simpson, and that was just unacceptable to the royal family. So he abdicated the throne to marry Wallace Simpson, and his brother, George VI, became king. He's the guy with the stutter, the King's Speech, that movie.
Yeah,
and
great movie.
Because Edward VIII abdicated the throne and George VI became king, we got Queen Elizabeth. We wouldn't have had Queen Elizabeth.
That's exactly right. They got too many rules in that royal family.
I like
the rules.
Why didn't
you just let poor Charles marry the lady who's
Edward,
not all that attractive? If he wants to, let him do that. He likes Camilla more than Diana.
That guy,
let him.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
King Charles.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about Edward. Yeah, what is with that family? I like the rules. I'm a big rules person.
Well, okay.
Meghan Markle hated the rules. I would have thrived. I would have thrived in ultimate structure and rules.
That's probably what you need.
I like a lot of structure.
We had a famous quitting this week.
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister. This country deserves a real choice in the next election, and it has become clear to me that if I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option in that election.
Justin Trudeau.
Yep, he resigned as the Prime Minister of Canada. That's he's going to finish out, but he's not going to continue in the job.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That is our best looking world leader, who is. He's now no longer a world leader.
Is he the best looking world
leader? Who
else
is better looking than Justin Trudeau?
I know, I gotta think.
Nobody.
It's gotta be like a free world, not a dictator, right?
Somewhere in Norway, probably.
Ah, that could be true. It could be.
I think he's right. I think is it Finland or Sweden has a female prime minister who's like 32 and pretty attractive,
mm-hmm,
and she parties a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
Oh, yeah, she's back. She's in the running. She might be the best looking now.
She was beautiful.
Texter from a 636, I told myself I was going to do my best to be patient with all of the self-absorbed, impatient, pain-in-the-ass people we all deal with every day. I didn't make it a week. I quit.
Well, good for you.
I don't think you should have to be nice or put up with people who are buttholes to you.
So what am I doing every day then?
Oh,
what's my alternative?
Oh, stop it.
How do I put food on the table?
I am a joy for you. This texter says, I quit people who quit the Cardinals.
Oh,
that is in response to that guy who says he is now a Dodgers fan. It has to be a guy.
No
self-respecting lady would ever say such a thing.
I knew a gross quitter. He quit the city. Stan Kroenke.
Oh, that guy.
He quit the city. What a gross, gross man.
Haven't mentioned Kim Gardner yet either.
Oh, buddy.
You know,
one of our most notorious quitters. What's funny is she was a quiet quitter before she even officially left the office. I love it. Was it? Oh man, who was it? Wasn't Joe Holloman? Somebody wrote in the Post-Dispatch how no one could find Kim Gardner ever since she left the office. You can't get a hold of her. You can't find her. No one's seen her. It's almost like she never left the office, which is pretty clever. That's how she was. She's a pretty notorious quitter.
Do you realize it has been 19 months since she resigned?
Unbelievable.
Why does that feel like? It feels like it just happened.
I think when someone's so bad and awful and in the news so much, the staying power is a little bit longer. It takes a while for it to float away.
Yeah, next week will be the 19th month. I mean, that's...
Hey.
It just doesn't feel like it happened that long ago.
Anthony Weiner quit.
Oh, he did. I wonder if he's still sending the nude selfies, though.
He didn't quit that?
Well, you can't... You can quit your job, but if you love sending nude selfies... Okay, well... You know, I don't look, you know, let the man live. Well, he did quit, but they sort of forced him out. They said, you can't be here anymore, dude.
Well, that's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's going to happen.
Well, let us know what you've quit. We'd love to hear from you on the Odyssey app. Download a message, record a message and send it to us. We'll download it. And maybe we will play it. Or you can text the show 314-436-7900.